Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, to keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio, man. It's so good to be here. Man, I'm telling you, I'm on fire. What's up? Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, and Omaha. How y'all doing? Jacksonville, what's going down? Blog Talk Radio all over the nation. Mad Dads coming to you live, telling you it's the day that we got to vote. Get out. Your vote counts. I've got an expert with us. A professional, an individual that's working hard. We've been out in the trenches all day, and we're going back to get people just to vote. Justin, how you doing, sir?
Yo, I'm feeling good, VJ. Feeling good, man.
You know, tell me a little bit about why is it so important for people to vote?
It's crucial. The only way that we get control over the resources and the policies that govern our community is by voting and making sure that the elected officials know that our votes count and matter, and that we will show up and demand that they listen to us.
You know, that's true. We need them to show up. We need the folks to show up so they know they can listen to us. But I can't tell you how many people I've seen today reaching out with Get Out the Vote that said they didn't know where to go to vote. How do they find out?
Well, you can go to the Secretary of State's website and look up your polling place. Also, there's another website that has a curse word in it. It's called Where the Bleep Do I Vote? And you can go there and type in your zip code, and they'll show you your polling place.
So it's a cuss word, so it's Where the F Do You Vote, right?
Thank you, yeah.
Where the F Do You Vote? Well, you know, can you call 311 and also get it in Minneapolis?
You can also call 311.
Now, for all those people that don't have a computer, that don't have the internet, well, they call 311. What else can they do?
You know, if there's a place that you think you can vote, you can always go there and just ask them if this is giving them your address and tell them. You know, most polling places are pretty close and within walking distance. And if not, you know, I would say go down to City Hall, downtown City Hall. If you live in Hennepin County, you can vote at City Hall or Hennepin County Government Center.
Because of voting, because of politics, what have we changed so far?
What have we changed so far? So I'll be real. Like, I think so in 2012 is a quick story. In 2012, we had a voter ID on the ballot that people voted down unanimously, and at the same time, we elected a House, a Senate, and a governor with a strong mandate to listen to the people. And what we got out of those folks that we sent to the House and Senate and the governor's office last time, we got a higher minimum wage. We got a bill that prevents employers from asking about your criminal record on job applications. We've expanded health care to hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans. And, you know, we're up against right now what we want to do is we want to reinstate voting rights. We want to make sure that women have earned paid sick time. And this, we got a lot of work to do. So we've gotten a lot done from the folks that we've elected at this point, even like free buses today. So today you can take a free bus. Because Representative Raymond Dean from North Minneapolis passed a bill to make buses free on Election Day, which is going to help a lot of us get to the polls. And we also got Sunday voting for the first time in Minnesota this year. So
I actually went out and voted right after church. I went down and voted. I was so excited, man. There was no line. I got right in and got right out. We've got a caller on 6700 on the line. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm good, but I'm good.
All right. 6700, you on the line live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going great. You got a question or comment?
Oh, man, I'm Jack with Minneapolis Mad Dads. I'm just saying, so you guys talking about voting today?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, so I was just expressing my feelings on that. You know, I know it's very important to vote. I know there's a lot of things going on today, and it's relevant to everybody to go out there and get on that ballot.
That's right. It's important. And as a young man, have you voted already?
I will be voting today when I get off.
Okay, Jack, let me ask you something. You know, you're a young man. You're out there working in the sports arena and teaching young kids. You're mentoring young kids. What is the one thing you'd like to see more of?
I want to see more people standing up. I want to see more people getting involved and start watching things happen and doing something about it. You know, all these issues going on from gang activity to drug dealing and all this and just playing, having parents not being in their kids' lives and all that stuff. I mean, that stuff's got to stop. And so I mean, it starts with everybody, not just an individual.
Hey, Jack, I'm proud of you, man. And as a voter, as a young, I want you to tell these young people, got a lot of young people saying, man, ain't voting going to make a difference. What do you say to them, Jack?
Hey, with all of us, we all make a difference. And that's each and every one of us young people, whoever it is. But all of us young people are part of the people. So we all got to make that change because we are next.
That's right. I like that, Jack. Thank you very much. We're going to put you on hold for just a minute. We're going to come back to you, Jack. Don't you go nowhere. You keep your microphone on because we ain't going to leave you alone. We're going to stick by you and stick with you. You listen to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads right here, all over the world, all over the nation, all over the country. Somebody need to say, oh, yeah, and I know you all saying it right now. I got my man Justin in the house. Justin, the black vote. You know, some people, politicians, they don't put much money into the black vote. I looked at how much they spend on commercials. $2,700 per commercial. I sit and watch my TV and watch commercial after commercial after commercial, and I think, how many brothers could be out pushing the vote? How many brothers could be out knocking on doors with that kind of money? Why is that?
Well, I mean, the reality is that there's a story about our community. The story about North Minneapolis or the black community in general is that we don't vote. And it's a lie. Right? Like, we know that voting rights, the black community in America has defined voting rights. And historically, like, we've led the charge to expand voting rights. And there's certain people in power who benefit from us staying at home. And they want to make sure the story about our community is that we should not be involved in democracy. We know that democracy and having control over the resources and policies that govern our community are the way that we will solve problems like everything from messed up schools to unemployment to violence in our community. We can solve that by taking control over the policies and resources that govern our community. And there are people in control of those resources right now who don't want us to have access to them. And so when you look at elections right now, you see an election system that is driven by corporate wealth, that is driven by structural racism, and those things are aimed at keeping us locked out of our democracy, which is why we got to hit the block, we got to get on the doors, get on the phones, which is why we got to make the videos and make sure we get, you know, powerful people like Tish Jones to tell us why we got to vote, because it is important for us to disrupt the status quo and take control over our communities. And until we do, that money that's going into them TV ads ain't never going to come to our community.
You listen to Justin Terrell from Take Action. And let me just tell you the number to call, 347-215-9262. Write this down, baby. 347-215-9262. Get out the vote. That's the topic for today. We're going to go right to the phone line, 0741. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing, 0741?
Good afternoon. I think that's our opinion, that we need to get out of vote due to the fact that that's the only opinion we have. We're not in the offices. We're not in the political field. We have to make sure everybody knows our voice.
Well, you're absolutely right. We have to make sure that everybody hears our voice, and we have to make sure we understand. When I looked at the ballots yesterday, I didn't know the judges.
Right.
I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
I've never seen a judge come to my community and say, hey, VJ, I'm running for judge. They just put their names on there, and there's nobody running against them. I don't have a choice.
Exactly.
You get back
exactly.
in. 'Cause I feel like I need to run for judge just so a judge don't get to run by itself. Let put my name. You know what? I'm gonna put my name down. I'm gonna run for judge, because especially if you're not running and nobody's running against you, you need somebody to run against you. And why can't we do that? You know, I used to look at the ballots. I go, dang, I don't know any of the judges. What do you do? And you know, that's a question. What do you do? And so I want to thank you for talking about what we have to do. And as a woman, our women play a serious role in the community for voting. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
They didn't want to vote because they didn't know who was on the ballot. But just like I told them, if the name sounds good to you, just try. At least your vote is getting out there. It's a point that we have to make sure that every voice counts. It doesn't matter that about the names or we're stuck on what they're doing, but we need to just put our voice out there. This is our only way of putting these people in office, our only way.
That's absolutely right. And we're going to go back to Justin Terrell. You stick, you stay. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back with you. Justin, now here's the deal. You look at the sheet. You don't know people. What do?
Yeah, you know, I had the exact same experience last week when I voted. And I will say the two judges I do know are Mimi Wright and Judge Pamela Alexander.
Yes,
and
of course.
So those two sisters we got to support. And then I'll also say, you know, I typically vote for people that if I don't know who the person is, I think about who is most likely to listen to me. People who are the folks who may not come to my community, but if I go to them, they may listen to the ideas that I got. So I think about, like, you know, to stay nonpartisan, but I know that there are some folks that listen to businesses, right? And there are some folks that listen to workers.
Right.
I'm more likely to go talk to the folks who listen to workers because I'm a worker, right? And I don't run my own, you know, Fortune 500 company. And I'm not a big, wealthy CEO, and I ain't got all that. So I think about who are the folks who typically listen to the workers and everyday folks.
And that's important to do that. We're going to go back to a young man that's been on. Jack, it's nice to have you on, Jack. Tell me some of your thoughts about, are you with me, Jack?
Oh, hey, I'm with you.
Okay, Jack, you listen to Blog Talk Radio nationwide, all over the country, man, covering the whole nation. So, you know, as a young person, I'm always glad to have our young people on. We got Justin Terrell in. He's our community expert. And so do you have any questions for him?
A community expert. That's a hard one right now. I don't have any questions off the top of my head right now, but, yeah.
Well, that's all right, because
that's a hard one.
That's a hard one. Well, tell us where you at and what you guys are doing right now.
We are here. We're actually getting on the 19 right now. So we just spreading peace and love, trying to keep people knowing that we love them. When we are here, we got resources for them. You know, we trying to get people with these jobs and get them involved out here. You know, so that's mainly what we're doing right now.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, I'm proud of you, man. You make me extremely proud. You're a good brother. Anybody listening to Blog Talk Radio, man, all you got to do is punch a 1. I see you on the phone line. I see you here. We got 3697 and 7754. But you need to push that 1 so I know you want to talk. Push that 1 and I got you locked in and we'll talk. 9016, I got you on the line. Live Blog Talk Radio all over the country. How you doing? 9016.
Hey, this is Dorsey, Minneapolis Man Dad. How you doing?
Hey, Dorsey, what's going on? You got a question or comment?
I just got a comment, man. I wrote the book One Way, and I'm asking everybody to take One Way down to the poll and go vote. Go get your vote on today.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think that's important for them to get their vote on, but it's also important for them to understand that there is only one way. One way to get somebody removed from the office is not doing what they need to be doing. One way to change a community from destruction to construction. There's only one way for you to have an impact on a neighborhood, and that is for you to do it the way you have to do it. Doris, you got a lot of static. I had to shut you down, but I am so glad. I'll try to get back with you in a few minutes. Maybe you can fix that on your end. One way is the right way. Going to 2143. 2143, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. We got Justin Terrell, community expert. Get out the vote, and we'd like to get your questions or comments.
Okay, I have a question. Now, say you go down there to vote. you really want to vote, but you're not sure who to vote for. What do you do?
So I got a response to that. So here's the thing. So I'll be honest. You don't need to be an expert to vote for candidates. What's important about voting is that we actually represent our community by having higher turnout from our community. And so the important thing is that you just cast your ballot. If you don't have time to do the research ahead of time, go with your gut on the ballot and make sure you get your vote counted, because the political landscape in Minneapolis is such that, I mean, the city is progressive and we tend to elect, we don't have a single Republican representative from this district. And so what's important is that the people who do get elected understand that they can count the numbers of folks who turned out and voted in low-income communities of color.
Does that make sense for you, ma'am?
Sure, it does.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. Any other questions or comments, ma'am?
No, that's it.
Well, you know, it's great. You listen to Blog Talk Radio live all across the country. We've got others on the line, and we just want to thank everyone for calling in, because we're really about promoting getting out to vote today. We're going to be back out on the streets and doing some things out in the community. I want to thank our producer, Sarita. Well, thank you very much, Sarita Jones, for helping us to promote the show today and being our producer. And next week we will be talking about food and we'll be talking to Mike from Food Shelf over here at Eaton House. We'll be talking with him. And so you and Joanne, Sarita and Joanne, we'll put that together, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to really have an exciting time to talk about food and how to get the most out of your food and how to get good food and quality food in your community. I think that's important. We're trying to get the vote out, but we understand that there is power. Voting is power. Voting is about power. What has one vote made a difference on, Justin? What can you tell me some things that have just one vote, like that one person's vote made a difference?
You know, I can tell you elections, some recent elections in Minnesota history, I mean, where, you know, Al Franken was elected by 312 votes. Mm-hmm. So every last, I mean, through Souls to the Poll Sunday voting, we had 200 people vote in the last 2 weeks on Sundays, which can tell you right there that is almost an entire election if you consider what happened with Al Franken. Mm-hmm. Governor Dayton was elected by half of 1%. So we know that.
So half of 1% turned out to be how many votes?
You know, I don't know how many that broke down as far as numbers, but
half of 1%.
I can tell you that in our state of Minnesota, 25,000 votes statewide have determined the outcomes of major swings politically in our state. And so what that means is that, you know, we're talking about 50,000 residents in North Minneapolis by ourselves. Like, we can actually determine the outcomes of statewide elections just in the black community. Hmm. And so every single vote counts, and it matters. It doesn't matter so much who you vote for. It just matters that your vote gets counted so that people statewide, so when Bobby Joe Champion goes to fight for a bill, he knows that he's got 61,000 voters behind him. And that matters versus when you're going up against someone from the Iron Range in, like, rural Minnesota who has, like, their voters behind them. Like, it's big bank take little bank when it comes to politics, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let me ask you this, Justin. We're talking to Justin with Community Action. I mean, it's not Community
Action.
Take Action. Okay. Yeah, Take Action. And Justin, let me ask you this question, because it's important to me. I've noticed that you've been really working hard to bring leaders together. What mm-hmm. gives you that passion to do that, sir?
Man, so something that Shane Price says a lot is, you know, we are the solution that we have been waiting for. And then he also goes on and says, no one else is coming, so stop looking.
Right.
And I believe that wholeheartedly. Like, this is not Inglewood, Chicago, right? Like Minneapolis, we have what we need to make our city a better place. And all it takes is for us to get up and get out and get something. And so we got leaders in the community that have been around for a while. We got new leaders that are coming up on the next generation. And there's no need for those groups to be beefing with each other. even when we disagree. Like, there's always something that we agree on. And at the end of the day, it's like, why don't we work on those things that we agree on and win together? And then on the things that we disagree on, like, we can work that out. Like, we can agree to disagree on certain things and just respectfully go our separate routes. But on the things that we can win together, like restoration of voting rights, we can win that fight. But and it won't take a lot of work from everybody. If everyone pitches in, we can win that fight, and we all agree on that. And so why not? Why not bring people together and win? It changes the story. It builds our power, and moves us forward.
That's absolutely right, and I got some questions about that when we come back. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about unity and leadership's coming together. We'll be right back after this pause. We're going to listen to a man talk about tobacco from the Tobacco Coalition. We'll be right back.
DJ.
I tried to quit probably, I would say, at least maybe 100 times before I had my heart attack. Just like most smokers, we all know that we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing. So you're always, well, not always, because a lot of younger smokers think that they're not addicted, and, you know, they can stop smoking anytime they want to stop smoking, but you're addicted to it, whether you want to face that fact or not, you know. And I don't think that there are too many smokers that really, truly want to be smokers. It's just that you got caught up in that whole thing like everybody else, and you try to quit. And it's hard. That's like the hardest thing.
Well, you heard that. It's a hard thing to quit. I know, hey, man, I smoke cigarettes, and, boy, I try to smoke them in the backyard. And I remember one day, the wife said, well, all them cigarettes about come from in the backyard. I said, I don't know, but if I catch them, I'm going to kill them. But it was me. I was sneaking them cigarettes, and so I apologize, baby. I mean, you know, but I'm done. I'm done. I don't smoke no more, and I'm happy to say that I don't smoke no more. I don't have to lie to the bishop no more, tell him I don't smoke. You know, and I feel sorry for all the people that do lie and still smoking them cigarettes and can't stop like Sarita. Hey, Sarita, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Great. Great to have you. Great to have you on the show. Hey, you know what? I wanted to go back to you, Justin, and talk about my question was, you know, you have a passion to bring leaders together. And we were talking earlier about there needs to be some healing in especially the black leadership for us to really, truly come together. But we also need to do some cross-training. I don't think it's fair for us seasoned leaders to not work with and be close to the up-and-coming leaders, such as yourself and many others. And I've noticed there's a disconnect, and so I think it's important for us to work together. And so what kind of solution do you see? Because you got people that purposely try to divide you. I mean, it's like their job. It's like they get up and clock and say, I'm going to divide some brothers and sisters. And then you got those that are trying to bring us together but can't because of, you know, the people that are purposely trying to divide us. How do we change that?
Yeah, I think you named something really important. Like, you know, the Panthers were destroyed by COINTELPRO, right? Like, and it was a program designed to divide folks based on rumor and conjecture, right? Like, and I think that we are still dealing with that in our community. And the way to, you know, I've seen people do it. You know, like, people can say what they want about Reverend McAfee, but I've seen him put people in a room together and apologize for stuff that he's done. You know, people can say what they want about, you know, Chris Stewart and Nikema Levy Pounds or whatnot, but I've seen them, like, actually, like, extend olive branches and say they're willing to work with folks. And I think, you know, I think all of us, the folks that are just basically out to divide people, I mean, they just want some attention. You know, I think you give somebody a hug, give them some attention, and they'll be all right. The people that want to do the work, they know that if you give them an opportunity to set their ego aside, they typically will because they want to get something done. Right. There's a reason people are in this fight. They got a nephew, they got a cousin, and I think if we start talking about what we care about, why we're in this fight, like, how many meetings have you been to where it's supposed to be a community effort and nobody asked you why you was there? Like, we could start doing some healing just by reminding people why we're at the table together. And I think that's the kind of conversation I want to have. I also don't think it needs to be a kumbaya moment. I think some of it is just about the work and winning together. And that's something that I think we are already positioned to do.
Well, great, Justin. It's always good to work with you and being around you. We got a caller at 2366. A caller, get ready. We get ready to bring you right in. 2366, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're on there. 2366. That's your number.
Yeah.
You're on the air. Yes.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Good, you're on the air, 2366.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking to you. What's going on? Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about the vote. We're talking about getting the vote out.
Voting. I'm thinking about this voting, man, and, you know, to me, it's kind of like, I feel like it's unfair that you know, because if you're on parole, you cannot vote, you know, and I think that's unfair because, you know, we have a voice too, and you know, we think, you know, we want things to count with us too, though.
That's right. So my response to that, brother, is that this after the election, when your legislative session starts and we go to the Capitol, it's going to be a bill for people to support that will restore voting rights for brothers on probation and parole. And we need you there to make sure that we pass that bill.
All right,
can you be there for us, sir?
What?
Can you be there for us?
On what day? What day was that?
It's in January, bro. January.
Oh, yeah.
So keep your focus.
It's going to be cold, but we still going to need you to come out and have a conversation with the governor around why brothers need to have their rights restored. And we can win. We got Bobby Joe Champion and Raymond Dean are going to move a bill, but the community's got to stand behind them and tell people why it's important that we get our rights to vote back. So I got a criminal record too, man. Like, you know, I'm not on probation and parole, but I remember sitting out on elections, you know, just because I was confused and didn't know I could vote. And so we got to fix this problem, and when we do, it's going to open the doors for us to build some real power in our community.
Amen.
That's right. I like that. I like that very much. And I want to thank you for calling in, sir. I appreciate you calling in. I'm glad that you called in and asked that question because it's important that you brothers, I mean, we've seen people out. I got a felony. And I was thinking if you're not on paper, you can still vote. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you can have a felony and you can, you know, whatever it is, but as long as you're not on paper,
yeah,
you can still vote.
Don't matter if it's federal or what, you can vote if you're not on paper.
You know, let me tell you something. We're out on the streets. We're out on Broadway and Lindale. And a young lady, you know, sees our signs, and she says, wow. So anyway, I'm going to let her tell you the story. She's been hanging with us all morning. And tell us a little bit about why you got involved with us this morning and what you've been doing today.
Hi, yes. Good evening.
Your name.
My name is Mimi Guido, and I got involved. Well, I was going to take care of some business. And somehow that God had directed me to go where he wanted me to go anyhow because I asked him to show me what to do. And I seen Mad Dads on Broadway and Lindale. So I had to get involved because of two of my family members. One of them was my nephew that got killed Friday. He was shot 9 times with an automatic, and he was 13 years old just for laughing. And then my 50-year-old was killed for misidentity. And all this shooting still has to stop. You don't want nobody killing yours or your nieces or nephew. So think about other people, you know, from the heartbroken that they're going through for losing their loved one. You know, we have to go back to the old days. You know what I'm saying? If you got any animosity with somebody, you know, get it right with them. You know what I'm saying? Besides innocent people just getting killed, put them guns down because it don't take all of that. You know, I just want you to know that we love you and we're here for you, man, dads, you know, and support us 100% because we need y'all help and we need y'all support to back us up so we can move this thing going forward so we can help each other, our races, because we need help with one another so we can mentor to one another because the next generation needs us. We got to be mentors and role models to let them know we can make it.
That's right. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads Across the Nation. My special guest, my host, my man, the guy I like to say I'm mentoring to and showing him some things. And I'm going to let him have the last words. Go ahead, Justin. What's your last words, brother?
Get out and vote. We got to disrupt the nonsense out there, y'all.
Yes.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. You know what? We'll be back real soon. Don't you go nowhere. We will be back next week, same time, same place. We'll see you then. God bless you. Always reach for the moon. And if you miss it, baby, land up on one of them big old stars.
M-A-D-E-A-D-S. Better get destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.